Pokemon Z was real. This is not a joke, I'm about to break it all down. The cancelled Pokemon Z, the development timeline, and what really happened to the upgraded version of X and Y. First, a massive shout out to MD Travis, who I worked with directly to make this video possible. And if you guys enjoy videos like this, don't forget to subscribe. Your support motivates me to bring you these stories. With that being said, let's start by looking at how Game Freak plan out their upgraded versions, and how Pokemon Z entered development in the first place. So how it worked, at least up until Generation 8, whenever Game Freak developed a new mainline title, they would plan and preload the framework for upgraded versions into the code of a base generation title. For example, Ruby and Sapphire had placeholder entries for Emerald, Diamond and Pearl included Platinum, and actually included the Gen 2 remix before even listing Diamond and Pearl themselves, and Black and White included entries for a second set of Black and White titles. But when it came to the development of X and Y, Game Freak added 4 extra entries into the base data of the game, Kalos Reserves 1-4. As we know, 2 of those eventually became Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and the other 2 were left blank. Fans had uncovered these 2 reserves over the years, speculating on the true story behind them, but there were never any concrete answers. However, what you didn't know is that on April 15th, 2013, Game Freak changed the Kalos Reserve 1 label to version Z, marking the beginning of development for the Kalos upper title, aka Pokemon Z. Internally, Game Freak referred to third versions as upper versions, and so the codename for Pokemon Z was Upper Fake. During this time, just like with other third versions in the past, Upper Fake became its own branch from the base game, and the project logs from this period show a huge push towards Upper Fake development, with all of the major assets from X and Y being pulled in. Development on Upper Fake lasted just over a month, and before we get into what actually happened to it, let's take a look at the build itself. What you're looking at right now is a Pokemon Z build, dated May 21st, 2013. This is the latest build of Upper Fake before the project ceased development entirely. The title screen shows an upside down Pokemon X logo, but plays the Pokemon Y FMV at the bottom. At this point, most of the game is just Pokemon X and Y core content. Since this was just a couple months before X and Y's release, the main game was already very close to completion, and only a couple developers were assigned to the project. Simply experimenting with Pokemon Z concepts before full production was expected to start later that year. That being said, the build includes some very strange oddities. For starters, there's Mega Bulbasaur and Mega Charmander, like 2 actual separate forms coded for each Pokemon. By giving Charmander a piece of charcoal, you'd be able to Mega Evolve it during battle. There's no actual model, just a purple Charmander sprite used as a placeholder. And here's how Mega Bulbasaur looks when you force for form change. Now, while I strongly doubt that Game Freak ever intended to actually give Mega Evolutions to Bulbasaur and Charmander, this does raise some interesting possibilities. First off, it's not like the concept would have been impossible. Mega Evolutions are temporary forms, so technically, even starter Pokemon could receive alternate states like this. Another possibility could be experimenting with alternate forms in general. As we know, Generation 7 introduced Alolan regional forms, which were exactly that. And then there's the Bond Phenomenon Theory, a concept that is only really explored in the anime with Ash Greninja. It's very possible that Ash Greninja and Bond Phenomenon would be introduced in Pokemon Z, and maybe a few other Pokemon were meant to have special Bond forms too. Unfortunately, with no second version of X and Y, we never got to explore the deeper lore of Mega Evolution, or the Bond mechanic in the Kalos region. Some other interesting stuff to note, this was the team assigned to the Pokemon Z developer. Strangely, the Vileplume is a shiny Pokemon, and the character sprites were ever so slightly different. And that's as far as the Pokemon Z build ever got. Development on Upper Fake lasted just over a month, until May 21st, 2013, when the project was officially scrapped. On that day, Kalos Reserve 1 and the data entry for version Z was wiped and replaced with a label for Alpha Sapphire. And listen closely. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire didn't use Kalos Reserves 3 and 4. Instead, they overwrote directly over version Z and Reserve 2, effectively erasing the development of Pokemon Z from existence. Meanwhile, Reserves 3 and 4, which were initially intended for Oras, remain untouched to this day. They're all that's left of the aftermath, just ghost data. But that's not all, because in the Zygarde Sun and Moon design documents, there were multiple references as well as a whole document on the original plans for Upper X and Y. Since X and Y never got enhanced versions, Zygarde was added to Sun and Moon, and when planning that out, they looked directly at the original concepts for Pokemon Z. Check out this page. Settings during Kujira development. The box text is the setting at the time of Kujira development, part of the upper version plan. So this page is about the plans during X and Y's development, and the box text we're about to look at were the plans for the upper version of X and Y. What is Pokemon Z? This is the main Pokemon of the upper version of Kujira, a Pokemon that is in the same position as Giratina in Diamond and Pearl, or Kyurem in Black and White. A different form will be released and treated as the package Pokemon. Alongside this is an image of Zygarde labeled Pokemon Z, Kujira form. So in the context of this section, Pokemon Z is Zygarde, and the upper version is the Pokemon Z game. Zygarde was supposed to be the package Pokemon for the game, and would receive a brand new form, likely a concept similar to the 100% form, Colony Pokemon Project. This project is related to the main Pokemon of the upper version of Kujira, Pokemon Z. Just as Kyurem's Absorption Fusion was added in Black 2 and White 2, Kujira's Pokemon Z will likely need a new element. This new element will be the Group Pokemon Project. The Swarm feature is only available in the upper version. It will not be implemented in Kujira. What is a colony? Countless small Pokemon called individuals come together to become one giant Pokemon. Only an individual is weak, but when they become a group, they begin to exhibit legendary abilities. So a central part of Pokemon Z was going to revolve around this colony Pokemon project, kind of similar to what we got in Sun and Moon. I'm not quite sure what the Swarm feature was about. Maybe it's the mechanic used to transform Zygarde. Regardless, you were unable to use it in X and Y. Also, we have a diagram showing the concept of individual Zygarde Pokemon forming a group to become one entity. Interesting to note, the design of the Zygarde cells was already made here too. Next, we get full lore breakdowns. Pokemon Z settings. He monitors Pokemon X and Pokemon Y, which control the life energy of the Kalos region. When the balance between them is lost and distortions occur in the world, he appears. His role is to fight Pokemon X or Pokemon Y and correct the balance. So Zygarde was supposed to be the neutral force between the X and Y legendaries, similar to Rayquaza's role in Emerald, being the neutral force between Kyogre and Groudon. This implies that the X and Y legendaries would clash amongst themselves in Pokemon Z, possibly due to external interference. Because it is a group, its body shape changes greatly depending on how the individuals are connected. This may suggest that Game Freak were planning to add a lot more Zygarde forms, at least more than what we see in Sun and Moon. Which totally makes sense, especially if the whole game would revolve around Zygarde and this colony mechanic. There's a lot more they could do. On top of that concept, it would transform into a form that would be advantageous against fighting Xerneas and Yveltal, which perfectly leads us into the next part, a table of Zygarde forms. First up, we have the Z form, which is the version of Zygarde we see in X and Y. According to the document, they hold themselves up in nests and released half of the total into the Kalos region, about half the number of VSX and VSY. It serves as a base for individuals to gather information. The ability is also inferior. Collect and analyze the information brought back by individuals. We manage the rotation of individuals to be dispersed to the regions. So from this, we can gather that Z-form Zygarde was still viewed as the 50% form. After releasing half of its collective being across Kalos, it would retreat into nests, which would explain its presence in the base X and Y. But also it seems that Z-form would be a central hub. Perhaps you would have to collect the scattered parts or individuals, then return to the Z-form, which would analyze the data and distribute information. It sounds like this form was meant to be a hive mind or living supercomputer for the Zygarde colony. Almost like your progress in the quest would feed back into the central form, which we kind of got in Sun and Moon. Then we get to the exclusive forms for the upper version. VSX form, a form designed to counter Pokemon X, and VSY form, a form designed to counter Pokemon Y. Both of these were considered the full, complete entity of Zygarde, capable of using 100% of its power. VSX form is described as a feline beast, or a wolf, reminiscent of a deer hunter, countering Xerneas, which is essentially a deer, while VSY would have a humanoid figure and would hunt Yveltal using anti-aircraft gun-like techniques, which sounds pretty extreme. The document also mentions that three individual forms would be scattered throughout the Kalos region, acting as monitors. While they would appear on the battle screen, they wouldn't participate in battle and were just for presentation. It's possible they would have been similar in design to the Zygarde cores. Now, while VSX does match the description of 10% form Zygarde with its wolf-like design, I personally believe that the original VSX concept was dramatically scaled down into what we eventually got as 10% form. The current 10% form design just doesn't really sell as 100% design to me. Meanwhile, the design of VSY seems to be much closer to the final 100% form. And that's the end of the Pokemon Z document. The rest of the page goes into how Game Freak took the unused ideas from Z and repurposed them for Sun and Moon, including the colony concept and the multiple forms. I'll leave a full document up on screen for a moment if you want to pause and take a closer look at how Zygarde was reinvented. Oh, and for reference, Niji was the codename for Sun and Moon. I also think it's worth bringing up the Rhyhorn Race presentation from the X and Y deep dive. If you remember, there was a 4-page pitch for a Rhyhorn racing concept dated May 14th, 2013, which lines up exactly within the development period of Pokemon Z. It's only now that I realize that Rhyhorn racing was pitched for Pokemon Z. Why else would they create a whole pitch presentation so late into X and Y's development? By May 2013, Game Freak was already wrapping up development. Keep in mind, this was their first fully 3D mainline game and their first global simultaneous release. They didn't even have the extended window to fix bugs for the international release. All the debugging, localization, and distribution had to be finalized in those final few months. So logically, it doesn't make sense to be pitching huge features this late. So based on this new information, I'd say it's pretty much confirmed that this was one of the pitched concepts for Pokemon Z. Had the game not been cancelled a week after the presentation, we would have possibly seen even more concepts for the game. So what would have been in Pokemon Z? Additional forms, and possibly new mechanics, more Mega Evolutions for sure, a central storyline focused around Zygarde, where you gather information and help restore balance to the Kalos region, Rhyhorn Racing, and very likely, South Kalos. Even long before the Terranique, South Kalos had already been a topic of speculation, especially given how it was established, as it was name-dropped and teased in X and Y. And just like how Black 2 and White 2 expanded Unova with new areas, it's likely Pokemon Z would have done the same for Kalos. As for why Pokemon Z was scrapped, we'll probably never know for sure. But what we do know is that active development lasted about a month before the whole project was canned. Two of the Kalos reserve slots were left untouched, and Oras overwrote reserves 1 and 2. Before entering development in July, 2015 underwent a blank year for mainline Pokemon titles, and X and Y would go on to become the only core Pokemon games to never receive any additional content. At least until now, who knows what Legends EA will bring, and if it touches on any of the original plans for Pokemon Z. But for now, I'm glad we could finally put this decade-long Pokemon Z debate to rest. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed the video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.